This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Tomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, says the Olympic ideals show that even in a world full of conflict, people can build bridges and live in peace. Critics of Bach and the IOC say those ideals are nonsense, and talk of respect and bridge building is overshadowed by Olympic officials cozying up to some of the world's most powerful authoritarian rulers and holding this year's games in a country accused of widespread human rights violations. Bach and the IOC have long steered clear of controversy, and Olympic organizers have a long history with authoritarian rulers. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping met hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. They highlighted what they called, quote, interference in the internal affairs, end quote, of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The White House press secretary is pushing back at a joint statement issued by the leaders, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is a part of China. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The first additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany Friday. Russia has denied plans to invade Ukraine, but has deployed more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and says it could take unspecified military measures if its demands are not met. Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. This is VOA News. Moroccan rescuers were only meters away Saturday in their increasingly urgent but carefully moving effort to rescue a 5-year-old boy trapped underground whom they hope to find alive. For 5 days, the complex and risky earth-moving operation has gripped residents of the North African kingdom and beyond, even sparking sympathy in neighboring Algeria, a regional rival. A camera inserted into the well where the boy is stuck showed him from behind, lying on his side, an official in charge of the operation said, but it is, quote, impossible to say with certainty that he is alive, end quote, he told AFP. The more time that passes, the more fears arise over his condition. Rescuers tried to get oxygen and water down to the child, but it was not clear whether he was able to use the vital supplies, according to AFP. Iran's foreign minister welcomed sanction reliefs implemented by the U.S. Saturday, but called for more, quote, tangible things happening on the ground, end quote. He told reporters, quote, what happens on paper is good, but it's not enough, end quote. The Biden administration restored some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program Friday as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal enter a critical phase. The waivers are ultimately intended to entice Iran back to the 2015 deal that it has been violating since former President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions. In the short term, the waivers will exempt foreign countries and companies that work in Iran's civilian nuclear sector from American penalties. UN experts say rebel groups in Darfur that signed a peace agreement with the Sudanese government in 2020 continue to operate in Libya and profit from opportunities provided by the civil war and lack of government control in the oil-rich North African nation. In a report to the UN Security Council circulated Friday, the experts monitoring sanctions against Sudan stemming from the 2003 Darfur conflict said several sources in the rebel movement stated they have no intention of completely withdrawing from Libya. Mali could set a new date for elections after leader Assimi Goïta asked lawmakers to review a transitional charter adopted after the first of two military coups that have upended the country's regional standing and relationships. The Transitional Council met Saturday for an extraordinary session to review the transitional charter, which expires this month. It was supposed to pave the way for a return to civilian rule after being adopted following the coup that ousted late former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in August 2020. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.